Thrice told tales a collection of 6 radio plays based on the tales, themes, and ideas of the 19th century writer Nathaniel Hawthorne, set in the contemporary world of the 1980s and dramatized by Charles Tidler. Never marry a spider.
Community hotline, may I help you?
Never. Never. Well?
Yes? I'm listening. Would you like to call back when you feel more comfortable?
Never marry a spider.
Why is that important to...
So you think that you can just up and laugh at me like that, huh? Where do you figure you can do that, huh? You just up and laugh at me like that, huh?
Community hotline. May I help you?
Are you scared of spiders?
What can you tell me about spiders?
The black widow spiders are the real scary ones. The body of the female black widow spider is about a half inch long, jet black in color with a red mark shaped like an hourglass on the underside of the abdomen. Did you know that? Huh? The male is smaller and he's rarely seen, and he's harmless. Hey, do you know why they're rarely seen?
No, I don't. Why are they rarely seen?
Because the female eats the male. That's why. The male's harmless. I mean, he's got to hide because he never knows when he's gonna get it, right?
You're right. I'll hold on if you want to keep talking.
I read in the newspaper about this guy, left his wife. Well, it's not anything out the ordinary, is it? Not these days. Anyway, I mean, who are we or anybody else to go make a big deal out of it? I mean, unless you know the nitty-gritty, you can't go around saying the guy was bad. Or even stupid, can you? You still there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. What do you find interesting about this particular story?
Well, this guy, he left his wife and she didn't hear boo from him for 20 years. And the whole time he's living just across the street. You believe that? guess he was spying on her and everything.
Hello, Darlene? Ah, this is Evelyn. Hi. I'm calling to invite you and Charlie over tomorrow night. I'm throwing a surprise birthday party for Wade. It's his 40th, and I really want to give him a big surprise. It's the only way I could ever have a party for him, because he says I'm always trying to boss him around. Ah, that's what I decided. A party would be good for him. Can you make it about 8:30? Good. No, please don't bring anything but your party smiles. Oh, Wake's been gone for 2 days, driving a truckload of lumber to Calgary or Lethbridge or someplace. He never tells me where he's going for sure. Wake loves to have his petty secrets, and I try not to bother him about it, because they never amount to a hill of beans. Well, but he's supposed to be back in time for the big surprise. That's one secret I'm keeping from him. Oh, Darlene, I've got to go. Someone's at the door. Don't forget, 8:30 tomorrow night. Bye. Well, I'm coming. Yes?
Ma'am, hi. My name's Bill Smith. I saw your suite for rent sign, and I wondered if I could have a look.
The suite, it's just a basement, and it's my husband's business.
Well,
he's the one you have to talk to when he's not at home right now.
Well, look, places are hard to come by in this neighborhood, eh? I'd really appreciate it if you'd let me have a look. Well, no obligations or nothing, okay?
Sure, I guess you could have a look. It's not much. Cement floor, heat pipes overhead, no windows.
Oh, sure.
My husband moved the table and the chair and the hide-a-bed down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it's moldy. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. I don't know what my husband had in mind.
I'll take it.
What? I wouldn't keep a dog down here.
Here's $1,000 cash for the first month's rent.
I can't take that much money, Mr. Smith. Why, I'd be robbing you. And I told you it's my husband's idea. You'll have to wait until you talk to him.
I bet your husband will be mighty disappointed if he hears you turn down $1,000 a month.
Can't you wait until you talk to him? I expect him home tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry, Mrs. Field, but no, I can't wait another night. Take it or leave it.
You're not in some sort of trouble, are you, Mr. Smith?
Call the police or anybody you want. Bill Smith is clean as a new whistle. What do you say?
What do you do for a living?
I am a salesman. I sell things, anything, but it's all legit, eh?
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 cash every month.
Well, okay. But if my husband doesn't
agreed.
Like...
You drive... Bargain, Mrs. Field. Your husband's a very lucky man.
Shh. Now, quiet, everybody. I can hear Wake parking his car in the garage. He'll be on the back porch any moment now. So, everybody, grab their hiding places and be ready when I count to three. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I was beginning to think he wasn't coming home tonight. It's quarter to... Shh. There he is. The lights. One, two... Three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Wake.
Mr. Smith.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Field. I misplaced my key to the basement door, so I thought I'd see if this door was open.
Oh, excuse me. What? Excuse me, everybody.
It's one of those stories you know is probably true. I mean, like, you'd never do it yourself. Some other guy would do that to his wife, right? But, what kind of a man would it be? Probably some guy who never did nothing, good or bad, that'd get his name in the papers. Guy who did a lot of thinking, maybe, but he couldn't tell you the first word what it meant. Probably a real cold fish, don't you think? Well?
It's not important what I think, but it is important what you think. Tell me.
I've been telling you what I think. Ain't you listening?
Hi. It's the first of the month, Mrs. Field, so I wanted to pay.
Oh.
Mrs. Field?
I must be going a bit batty, Mr. Smith.
Huh?
The smile on your face when I opened the door. I guess I'm seeing my husband waken everybody lately.
Do you mean you've still not heard?
Well, he's been busy.
Too busy to tell his wife where he is and what he's doing? Have you called the police?
Oh, yes. They haven't been able to find any trace.
Hmm.
But Wake sometimes has a very peculiar sense of humor. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of his little jokes.
Your husband's a monster.
I beg your pardon?
Well, at least a nincompoop for not telling you the truth.
But you don't know Wake. Who are you to judge him?
Look, I'm sorry, Mrs. Field, but I've watched you coming and going the past few weeks, and every time you got a heavier step, huh? And the looks on your face, my God, you've grown uglier than a scarecrow. Will your husband not be satisfied till he's frightened you half to death?
I don't know. I don't know.
Your husband is a monster. Oh, my, Mrs. Field.
What? Oh, God. Let me help you.
Ah, you got more important things to do, right? Like people with some kind of a problem might be trying to get through to you. But I'm on the line. Instead? Well, I don't mind. You don't want to talk to me.
I want to talk to you.
Mm.
The story about the man who left his wife is really interesting.
But, I mean, it's weird, you know? I mean, it's pretty warped, if you ask me. Like, the husband's living across the street or something, and he's got a disguise. Maybe, I don't know, red wig or... If he's bald and padding in his clothes, eh? If he's real skinny. I mean, maybe he grew a mustache and a beard. He got some plastic surgery. I changed his voice. A thousand different things he could have done. But, I mean, what's he doing it for? That's what you gotta ask, because it's a risky business to cut yourself off from house and home. Sure, it's easy to go out the back door of life, but, I mean, watch out. That door can slam shut so fast, I never open up again. Guy like that. Well, he figures he's so smart. What's in the world go on without him? But before he knows it, he's disappeared like a stone dropped in a well.
Yes?
Oh, Mrs. Field. I
thought Mr. Smith. Oh, what a surprise. Oh,
No. Mustn't get too excited till you got more strength, eh? Here.
Flowers? For me?
Yeah. Hope you like white roses.
Wake gave me a bouquet of white roses on our wedding day. They're...
Well, if they're inappropriate, I'll take them back.
No. That wouldn't be fair to you.
Fair to me? We're not concerned with being fair to me, my goodness, no.
You're a very kind man. Mr. Smith.
I mean, after all, your health and happiness is what's most important now.
I don't know what I would have done without you the other night when I fainted. And the flowers. Thank you.
Huh. You look better.
Yes, I'm feeling much better, too.
Oh, well, good. Oh, you were such a mess.
The doctor says I may go home tomorrow.
Really?
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, I'm surprised. But please, that your quick recovery, eh?
Well, the crisis is over, and the doctor's confident I shall fully recover. I hope for the best.
Your husband's an evil man.
My heart is sad, but quiet.
How you can now continue to pine for him is beyond me.
Well, I shall learn to look after myself. I know I must.
Yeah. Good. You are strong.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if Wake comes back this very minute or till hell freezes over. I shall never be sick for him again.
You say that. But what if he were to walk into the room this very moment?
So? It would mean nothing to me.
Nothing? Ha! Bet you'd soon change your tune. He'd be back in the house with you waiting on him hand and foot.
The dead in their graves have as much chance of coming home again.
But he's only been gone a month.
I tell you, Mr. Smith, my love for Wake is like a handful of ash. I open my palm in the wind. All the ashes blow away.
A fool. Well, so much for him. Poor man. May as well be living on another planet.
There's only so much pain anyone can bear.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Of course.
And I say, enough of that.
Of course.
Do you play crib, Mr. Smith?
Of course. How stupid of me. What are you doing?
What?
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Field, I was drifting off in my own thoughts. I didn't mean to shout at you.
I've been hoping all day someone would visit and play a game of cribbage. Shall we?
Look, I'm sorry. I have to go now. I need some fresh air. How do you breathe in here? Good night.
Good night. Oh, thank you for the flowers.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I think that all the things we do in our life, every move add up to a power so strong it shakes us willy-nilly like a rat's back snapped in a dog's mouth. And that's what I think happened to my friend.
Your friend?
I've been talking all along about my friend who left his wife and only moved across the street, eh? I told you I read about it in the newspaper in order to protect my friend. I didn't want to come right out with it in case your hotline tried to get him in a bunch of trouble. Fooled ya, huh?
Does your friend find it difficult to talk about his problem?
What the hell gives you the right to get up on your high horse and give out free advice, eh? I'd bet you a dollar to a donut you don't have any kind of degree or nothing, right? You probably couldn't even begin to handle a real crisis, could you? If I were to tell you I got a whole bottle of sleeping pills right now and I'm thinking about eating them, what would you say? Huh?
Do you have a whole bottle of sleeping pills?
Ha! No. It's only aspirin. I've only got about five or six. I was testing you to see what you'd say. But even if I did have some pills, maybe it's all predestined. Like with my friend, you know? Here he fixes it up so he can step outside of his world and still be there. The invisible man. The money.
And he didn't know, though, till it was too late. Fate had taken him by the nape of the neck and hurled him into oblivion.
This, Mrs. Field, this is what I'm talking about.
Your room? Well, I cleaned it, Mr. Smith, spick and span. It looked as if it hadn't been touched with a damp mop or a cleaning rag in 10 years.
Exactly, 10 years, Mrs. Field.
Well, it needed a good cleaning then.
Where's the hide of
it? It was so full of bed bugs and mouse droppings. How did you ever stand to sleep on it?
Where is it?
Well,
I thought our relationship was perfectly clear, Mrs. Field.
Well,
I pay you an exorbitant rent for the basement in order to be left absolute. What have you done to the house?
Isn't it nice?
I can't believe it. You've torn out all the walls. New furniture, drapes.
There's a bay window in the living room, a skylight in the kitchen.
Cedar paneling, old parquet flooring.
A jacuzzi in the bedroom.
No stereo. Color TV, a video recorder, a wet bar.
It's even got a shaved ice machine. Can I mix you a drink, Mr. Smith?
How could you do this? Everything's changed. You've left nothing the way it used to be.
But that's why I love it so much.
What's your husband going to think?
What husband?
What? The husband who left you?
10 years ago.
Well, he could come home any day now, any moment. And what'll he find but everything utterly changed.
My husband, Mr. Smith, is dead.
Who told you that?
Huh? I know.
You don't know that? How? How do you know?
He's
How?
Been declared legally dead by a court of law. His estate has been settled, and the life insurance has been paid to me in full. That's how I could afford the renovations.
But he could still be physically alive.
So what?
He could show up here. That's so what?
Well, if he does, I trust you'll be kind enough to entertain him, Mr. Smith.
Why should I want to? You're not going somewhere.
Flying to the Bahamas this afternoon.
Not Club Med.
3 weeks.
You're so naive. You'll lose everything to some smooth-talking jiggle.
Well, I'll try to keep my options open. Are you sure I can't mix you a drink, Mr. Smith? Mr. Smith? Well, I guess he wants to be alone.
Wakefield, you are mad. Wakefield, you're mad. That's what I imagined. The husband must have been yelling at himself in the mirror for 20 years. God, 20 years. Living the life of a dead man. I mean, he'd have to be mad, right? He'd have to have a heart that was dark and cold and dirty as a lump of coal. And every day he'd say to himself, soon I'll go back and end the awful joke. And then every night he'd deny to himself that he'd been saying that for 20 years. You know, probably in the beginning he planned to be away for something like a week, eh? And in the end he probably thought that's what it was, just a 7-day holiday from the main business of his life. What a mistake. You know, If only time would wait till we choose to end our favorite follies, we'd all be young bucks till doomsday.
Yeah. No. What is it?
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but here...
What? I don't understand.
It's a 3-month notice to vacate the basement.
You're evicting me?
I'm really very sorry, Mr. Smith, but I've just today completed the sale of the house.
No.
And the new owners
No. This can't be happening to me.
I assured them that you were an excellent tenant who always paid the rent on time, but they don't want anyone living in the basement.
20 years. 20 years.
Has it really been that long? My, how time flies.
You're not selling.
Mr. Smith, you have to understand.
You have to understand. Look.
You wear a wig.
Yeah. Look, here, take a look at this jacket.
You wear padded clothing.
You know who I am?
Yes, of course. You're Bill Smith.
No, you idiot. I'm Wakefield, your husband. Wakefield. That's where the name comes from, me. Black Widow. The female eats him. Even if it takes 20 years, she'll destroy him.
Mr. Field, would you like me to refer you to someone who could give you some real help?
Well, maybe you better have a policeman come over here right away. I didn't mean to hit her. I didn't mean to kill her.
Never Marry a Spider was based on an idea by Nathaniel Hawthorne and adapted for radio by Charles Tidler. In the cast, you heard Duncan Fraser, Doris Chilcott, and Marilyn Gann. The music was composed by Bill Skolnick. Theme music was composed by George Ryan. Technical operations were by Gene Lovrock and sound effects by Joe Da Silva. Never Marry a Spider was produced and directed in Vancouver by John Giuliani with the assistance of Dagmar Kafenke. Next week, join us for another Hawthorne tale, Rappaccini's Daughter.